this is a 2000s classic by the Chanquitas with I Love You Baby. I hope that you will love this song. And more about more songs coming from Indonesia is on Vionis.id.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Ooh.
Listener, here is quote of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not a nonsense, but it is truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote from Muhammad Yamin. Listener, Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for Indonesian independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the Pancasila, an ideology of Indonesia. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you are still tuned to a radio service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on Vionis the Radio and also the application RRI Digital. And listener, you might know that Indonesia's main program currently is about the nutrition for the children, which is in the Free Nutritious Meals program, and it is said to have a vital impact for the growth of Indonesian children and also develop the economy of rural areas. And the program is also supported by the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia. And if you don't know about it, here is a response from a member of Commission 9 of the House of Representatives, Kurniasi Mufidayati, on the Free Nutritious Meal program.
The Free Nutrition Meal program has been running since January 2025. Yeah, It is a new program in this period. This is the priority program from Mr. Prabowo Subianto, our president, of course. And this is very, very important to our students in Indonesia, because our president want to improve the quality of our students and our nutrition for all students in Indonesia. This is also to decrease the stunting numbers in Indonesia. I think it's very, very good programs and very, very appreciate for President Prabowo. And this program has multi-layered effects, not only in terms of good nutrition, but also the growth of economy in grassroots. Local resources such as agriculture and livestock products local will be used in this program. This program also hopefully will encourage economic revival rural, because we have so many products, local products from many rurals in our country.
And if you want to know more about Indonesian Free Nutrition Meal Program, why it is important, and also the supporting factors for this program, you can check out our VOA talk titled Why Free Nutritious Meals Matter, only on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and kwenny mango. As Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting months. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Yeah.
you are still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And if you are like a lot of songs from Indonesia, and maybe you would like us to play some specific song, please share with us the title and also the artist of the song so that we can play it for you, and maybe we can tell you the story behind it a little bit. And of course, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, and also to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And you can also hit our Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, and then our YouTube channel, VOI Official, plus our Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. Plus, you can also send some messages to our RRI Digital mobile app. And several days ago, we got a message still from Kalab Abbas. So I'd like to thank you, Kalab Abbas from Faisalabad, Pakistan, and also other listeners who might be still shy to tell us that you are listening to our broadcast. Please tell us that you are there and let us know what we can improve from our program. More from Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jauh di lubuk hatiku masih terukir namamu, jauh di dasar jiwaku engkau masih kekasihku. Tak bisa ku tahan laju angin untuk semua kenangan yang berlalu hembuskan sepi. Merobek hati, meski raga ini tak lagi milikmu, namun di dalam hatiku sungguh engkau hidup entah sampai kapan. Ku tahankan rasa cinta ini jauh di lubuk hatiku, masih terukir namamu jauh di dasar jiwaku. Engkau masih kekasihku. Dan ku berharap semua ini bukanlah kekeliruan seperti yang kukira seumur hidupku. Akan menjadi doa untukmu jauh di lubuk hatiku. Masih terukir namamu, jauh di dasar jiwaku. Engkau
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, the South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange, or SATA, 2025 is taking place until, I mean, recently, and it's located in New Delhi, and we would like to know how Indonesia is joining this very great event, because more than 40,000 visitors is set to be coming to this event from across the globe. Joining us from Zoom is the Deputy Marketing of Indonesian Tourism Ministry, is Ibu Nimade Ayu Martini. Good morning, Bu.
Good morning.
Okay, so first thing first, for our listener, what is the main benefit that from Indonesia in joining SATA itself?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here. SATA is one of the largest B2B or business-to-business tourism exchange in South Asia, or in Asia in general. So we always attended SATA, Wonderful Indonesia, built or present with Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion. Because we believe Indian tourists are one of the fastest growing tourists, yeah, coming to Indonesia. This is why we need to be there to market our beautiful destinations, our culture, and then also to build an image, yeah, a positive image amongst Indian tourists, but also international tourists that attended the bourse or the fair. So that's why almost every year we never miss to be there. And this year again, we present from 19 February to 21st, just last Friday. It's ended with a good result.
With a very good result. But before talking about the result itself, I would like to know, what was the main highlight from Indonesia that was being showcased in this event?
Yes. Indonesia, again, promoting what we call DPSP, yeah, Destinasi Prioritas. We have 10 priority destinations, range from Borobudur Temple, and then also Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo, Lake Toba, Likupang in North Sulawesi, Wakatobi, and others, and plus 3 greater areas of Jakarta, Bali, and also in Kepri, Kepulauan Riau, Riau Islands. All of them are major destination in Indonesia. We would like to promote and also market it to the Indian market, because so far Indian tourists come or they know Bali, right? The most famous. But maybe at a certain extent, they also know Borobudur and Prambanan. But this is why event like this make us push us to promote more, and the industry that attended, from travel agent, tour operator, hotels, promote their product, their destination in SATA. Secondly, we also have or managed to collaborate with the private sector, with the industry, by the industry that focus on Indian market, and there are around 2,000 exhibitors participating there. So we are part of them from Indonesia, and also there are, out of them, 46 industries or participants come in Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion this time around.
Okay.
With 160 square meters area that we occupy in SATA ground.
Okay, and I also quote from the ministry's webpage, you said that Bali until now is still the top of mind for Indian, for family, honeymoon, wedding, and MICE. From all these segments, which one is the current priority of the ministry now?
Yes. Okay. Ministry of Tourism for this year has a 5 flagship program. Let me start with that. Flagship. The number one is how to ensure that the destination Indonesia are clean, hygiene, and clean. So that's why we have a campaign. We call it Gerakan wisata bersih, clean tourism movement, meaning that we make sure the destination is clean from waste, from garbage, the facility around the destination also available and clean. For example, usually the toilet is number one. They want to check, you know, so that when people go, they are feeling comfortable. Secondly, our flagship program this year is how to ensure that we include technology to help us in marketing. We just last week relaunched, revamping our Indonesia.travel website. Please have a look for the audience, for the listener here. Please check our Indonesia.travel, and you will see the difference from previous one, whereby now we want to include the experience all of Indonesian 17,000 islands, 38 provinces in Indonesia are now available to be explored. For example, how to get there, what's the culture there, and then what are places of interest, the food. Usually people go and travel for food. We also include that. So, and then we will also have AI capabilities in our website. So that's second one. The third one, how to make sure that we elevate, to make sure that our product is world-class. With three main focus this year, one is gastronomy or culinary, second one is marine tourism, just because we have a lot of assets, beautiful destination in Indonesia to dive, to surf, to snorkel, even to fish. Fishing in Indonesia is fun because we have archipelago country. And last one is wellness. Wellness, why is it important? Because we have local wisdom everywhere in Indonesia. You go to Java, we have jamu, for example, as part of the wellness. And you go to Bali, we have melukat, whereby people from all over the world come to Bali to find peace, for example. We go to NTT, and so forth and so on. We have food, healthy food, for example, foraging from the forest, yeah, in Papua, for example. So all of them, we want to make sure we market it and become a luxury. Luxury means not only the price, but also the experience that tourists or a visitor get by visiting Indonesia. Next one is event. We believe still event is one of the effective way to invite tourists, inbound tourists or Indonesians to travel. For example, if there is sport tourism, for example, there is a marathon, how many people coming? Can be thousands sometimes. Music, culinary event, for example. This event is very good as a destination, as a reason to travel. And they usually spend more when they attend event. I'm sure you also must be attending a lot of event. And this time we want to make sure that the event that we have is IP, intellectual property of Indonesia. Not only we import event, but also we create event that Indonesia. Last one is, of course, desa wisata or rural tourism or village tourism. This is a good program because the impact to the people around in Indonesia is very good. We have more than 6,000 desa wisata in Indonesia. So these are a few, what is it called, flagships that we want to promote this year. And we hope to get not only numbers, because we have certain target this year for 14 million until 16 million foreign tourists, but also more importantly is the foreign exchange, or in Indonesian is devisa. So we would like to get or they call it a tourist receipt. We would like the visitors, tourists that come to Indonesia spend more, because this is good for economy.
Okay, yes. Talking about the numbers itself, back about the satay itself. How is the result? I mean, from the target which was set for satay, how was the result?
Yeah. Okay, this is temporary because until now, some of the industry that attended satay actually still in India at the moment. They go roadshow, meeting their partners, for example. Yes, the exhibition is finished already on Friday, but they continue until this week, yeah, some of them, because they already in New Delhi, why not also doing some roadshow? So at the moment, until now, I received a report from my team around 102 billion rupiah already, what is the result of the 3 days exhibition, which contributes around 35,000 tourists that already being recorded in our system. So hopefully that 35,000 tourists come to Indonesia, and this will contribute to the target that set for us this year.
And of course the roadshow that is still ongoing will also make it bigger, not only 102 billion but more than that.
We hope so. We hope next year it gets bigger and more participants and more activities also there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bu Nimade Ayu Martini, for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia. We wish that the result will be very fruitful for us, and not only waiting for until next year, this year the result will also good for our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Voice of Indonesia. See you around.
See you around. Okay, listener, that's Deputy Marketing of Tourism Ministry, Ibu Nimade Ayu Martini, and we talk about South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange on Saturday 2025. If you happen to be around New Delhi, please find or stumble upon our roadshow in there from the companies, operators coming from Indonesia, so that you can find the good parts and the tourism about Indonesia. And of course, this conversation is also available later on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and the application RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Manalah kau tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia. Yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari, sudah benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini, jika bisa memilih tak bertemu pasti itu yang ku pilih. Jika bisa ku hindari garis interaksi, itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tipikal kisah ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, si hati rapuh tanpa wahana. Oh lagi-lagi, oh, yang tak berkendali. Itu yang ku pilih. Aku yang tak kuasa mengendalikan hati, tak sama ku pilih. Alam dan seluruh energinya, apa dalam ciptanya aku. Bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari patah hati itu. Jika dia memang bisa untukku sini, dekat dan dekatlah. Dan jika dia memang bukan untukku, tolong.
That was a piece from Tulus entitled Interaksi, and you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In a moment, my colleague Ray will be in here with you with a lot of information coming from Indonesia. And of course, he will also talk with a researcher coming from Indonesia, and they will be talking about how Antarctica because Gary is, I mean, the guest had a research in Antarctica with Russia, and we'll also see how Indonesia should also be contributing to research process in Antarctica. And more about it will be coming up on Vionis.id and also the application RRE Digital. So stay tuned on RRE World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Foreign Minister reaffirms Indonesia's commitment to social justice welfare. Pupuk Indonesia CEO wins Green Leadership Award, 5 subsidiaries achieve gold. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia's foreign minister emphasized the country's dedication to social justice and human rights at the 58th UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. He highlighted key global issues including discrimination, Islamophobia, and the humanitarian crisis in Palestine, urging international cooperation. Indonesia called for depoliticized human rights discussions and an end to conflicts affecting vulnerable communities. The CEO of PT Pupuk Indonesia, Rahmat Pribadi, received the Green Leadership Award for his commitment to environmental sustainability. Additionally, 5 subsidiaries of the company earned gold recognition from Indonesia's Ministry of Environment at the 2024 Proper Environmental Awards. This achievement highlights the company's dedication to eco-friendly practices and responsible environment management. And that was the news. Voice listener, still here in Indonesia today, but right now you are with me, Ray. There will be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And where you can watch through our online streaming at voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, let's start off today's broadcast with Kobukaneru, with Oh Asmara.
Oh,